Welcome back. I'm Roberta Mullen, and I am reporting for Healthcare Now Radio. We're at HIM-17 in Orlando, Florida. I'm roaming the exhibit hall floor this morning, and I'm in the Galen Healthcare Solutions booth with Justin Campbell. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Roberta. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Justin is the Vice President of Strategy. What does that entail?
Well, I'm responsible for a couple aspects: marketing, competitive intelligence, all of our thought leadership, outbound campaigns, but really understanding what's around the curve so we can pair our services with client need.
So Galen Healthcare just won Best in Class for HIT implementation, support, and staffing along with technical services. What type of technical services do you do, and who are your clients?
Sure, that's a great question. So our technical services run the gamut. You have reporting, integration, data migration, archival. So there's certainly a lot of aspects when it comes to healthcare surrounding technical services, but really interoperability. We are very close to the data. As you can appreciate, there's different data models for the different vendors out there, whether it's Cache for Epic, SQL for Allscripts. And so our job is to harvest that data out of those systems, sort of free the data, if you will. Our clients that we work with range from small practices, where you have a 5 to 10 specialty, to big health systems. So with our data migration work, that's an area that's one of the areas that's really prominent for us. And our job for people who are consolidating and maybe acquiring a practice or merging with another practice, they want to consolidate in one system so that there's liquidity of data through the care setting. And so what we do is migrate that data from the source system to the target system, and any data they don't want to migrate, we archive. We also work with HIEs as well. We've done some work with Idaho HTD, with North Carolina HIE as well, connecting all the disparate endpoints, so physician practices, health systems, ACOs, so that they can ship that data up to the HIE.
So this is the last day of the exhibit hall for HIM-17. How's it been going?
Great. I will tell you, John Moore articulated that there is a pause in the industry, and I do get that sense. Not a lot of probably purchasing decisions being made, a lot of surveying going on, but for us, it's busy, right? There's still just a tremendous amount of consolidation, because guess what? That solves for interoperability. When you move on to one system, no longer do you have to think about, how do I interoperate with the disparate systems that I have?
Well, legacy systems really never go away. There will always be one.
We like to think so, but that's why we built our archival solution, so that you no longer have to pay that licensing, and so that hopefully, ultimately, one day you can pull the plug from that server sitting underneath the desk.
Probably not in our lifetime.
Maybe not.
Okay. Thanks for joining us, Justin.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been another HIMSS Highlight. Thanks for joining us.